Hi, I'm Dr. Safiya, a medical doctor who doubles as an email marketing expert. In here, I take you behind the scenes of failed and successful email marketing campaigns. You get to see what these amazing individuals have tried that worked and did work in email marketing. If you've been curious and like me, you want to know what other people out there are really doing in email marketing, then join me as I go behind the scenes.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Email Marketing Experiment. I'm super excited for today's episode because we have something very different, something very unique.
If you want to start, grow, and monetize your email list, then you need to avoid these common mistakes that people make when they are building their email list. I'm going to tell you the truth that I have made some of these mistakes and I have suffered the consequences of these mistakes. Now, I'm going to be sharing these mistakes with you through my email marketing strategy framework, which is very simple. When it comes to developing email marketing strategies, I use the simple ANCO framework, and that's my own custom framework, which is an upgrade from the attract, nurture, convert, you know. So the A stands for attract, N for nurture, C convert, and the O is optimize. So what are the mistakes you need to avoid to ensure that you start, grow, and actually monetize your email list? So let's start from attract. And this one happened to me. When I first started my email marketing, everybody said, the money is in the list. And I was so excited, like, oh, the money is in the list. I'm launching this course. So I'm going to go ahead and build my email list. I'll give them something to sign up for when they come in. I'm going to tell them about this offer and sell it to them. And so I created this lead magnet and everybody was signing up. And I was really happy. I'm like, oh, 100 people, this, that, you know. That kind of thing. So people signed up for it. What was the lead magnet? How to design your ebook cover. It was supposed to be a webinar and I had invited people for it, so they signed up for it. But here's where things went wrong. The people who came in, they were replying my emails. I was really happy, but they were asking me weird questions. I'm here trying to teach you how to design your ebook cover so that I can sell you an ebook design course. But then you're asking me, so can you help me write the ebook? Can you teach me how to write? Can you review what I've written? And yes, I've always been a writer, but that was not what I was selling or what I wanted to sell. And that was definitely not what the course I was building or I had built was about, right? I found it quite annoying, in all honesty, because I'm like, what's wrong? And I realized that what's wrong was that I had done things wrong, right? And that brings us to the first mistake. Now, the first mistake is what I call the message audience mismatch. And this usually happens when you do not research your audience properly or you're too excited to try out your new ideas without doing like testing. Now, what do I mean? Audience message mismatch. This is when what it is you're telling people and what it is they want are not tallying. So I'm telling them, come for the ebook design masterclass, right? And they're saying, oh, come and review my write-up. It means that the message and the audience are not matched because these people are not here for an ebook design course. They've not even written their ebooks. They are here to get help to even write their ebook. That's what they want. So the first thing you need to do when you're starting your list is to ensure that you're attracting the right people. And the only way to do that is to research those people. Now, research can be quite daunting, can take a lot of time. But let me tell you, it will save you a lot of headache. Because guess what? I had to throw that away and start all over, change my lead magnet, rebuild welcome sequences. All those could have been avoided. Now, I've spent time and energy trying to get people who are not even my target audience. You can imagine. Think about it. You spend so much time, maybe money too. And then people who are coming in are not even remotely interested in what you're doing. And I'm going to be honest and say that this has happened to me more than once, right? Now, when you have that audience message mismatch, because they are not interested in what it is that you're even talking about, it will be really hard to sell your offers to them. Because I mean, if I don't want to learn how to design an ebook cover, why would I want to learn how to design the whole ebook when my problem is how to write the ebook? Whatever it is you're using as a lead magnet, ensure that it's solving the current problem or the first step in the current problem that your audience has, right? So that's the first mistake. Now, the second mistake, right? I've always known this one, but I saw it play out again. So I have this membership called the Start and Grow Club. which is actually for business owners who want to start, grow, and monetize their email list. Now, in the Start and Grow Club, one of the things we do is the List Grow Challenge. And during the List Grow Challenge, I was pushing people to actually grow their list, to actually, you know, promote their email list, to actually ensure that they weren't just saying, oh, I created this beautiful lead magnet, but people were seeing it. Because I told them something. I said, oh, you can create this wonderful thing that's so helpful, but if nobody sees it, they can't sign up for your email list, right? And I realized that promoting their email list was really hard. For some reason, there was this resistance to saying, oh, let me talk about this thing that I have created so people can sign up. It's easy to do it once, or when you just release it, you talk about it for 1 week, you're really happy, you're excited. But when it comes to list growth, you actually need to talk about your lead magnet over and over again, because for people to see it, for people to join your list, they need to see it, they need to hear about it, and then they need to check it out. Now, if you're not talking about it, how do they see it? If you're not setting up systems that ensures that these people have it in front of them, that these people are directed to this lead magnet, how are they going to see it? You see, that's where the problem is. So it's really easy to promote your email list once, but doing it ongoing can be really hard. One of the mistakes that I've seen that people make, right, is not promoting their lead magnet enough. And so I want to urge you to create a system around promoting your lead magnet. We did a mini challenge in the membership, right? Another thing we're also looking at is automating the way we promote our lead magnet, so that, let's say, you're not creating content, but people are still seeing your lead magnet. That's something to think of as you grow when it comes to email marketing. Now, let's go to the second letter in the strategy, right? Which is N, nurture. Do you know that the first mistake I mentioned still plays out here again, which is the audience message mismatch, which is when the emails you're sending people is not solving the problems they have. And after a while, they stop listening to you because it's like hit or miss. You're not really helping them. You're not giving them what they came in here for. You're sending emails, but you're not speaking to them. You're not helping them get to where it is they want to go. And let me tell you, it's not just about educating people. Sometimes it's about you sharing your journey. It can be about you making them, you know, happy or something, introducing them to new things. That's what they're interested in. So when those emails are not in the line of their interest, they start ignoring you. And when they start ignoring you, how would they go ahead to actually get the offers that you're putting in front of them, right? Think about it. Now, the second one is ghosting. Oh my God. Consistency. There's this thing with consistency. For some reason, maintaining the cadence you have set for yourself, which is, oh, I'm going to send one email a week or three emails a week, can be really hard for some people. And here's what I mean. Let me not even say for some people, because even I have missed some days, right? There are times where it's like, this is what you want to do. Is like, oh, what will I write? How will I write it? And because you begin to think about all these things, it's like, all right, so I'll just skip today and I'll do it. And before you know it, you find that not only have you skipped some days, you've become inconsistent, and then you ghost your list. So you disappear for like long periods. And the thing is that when you disappear for long periods, it becomes difficult to come back. In short, somebody did share on an episode that will be released soon how she collected a list of people. She was collecting email addresses and all of those, and she never emailed them. And by the time she emailed them, they were like, who are you? Now, imagine you have been collecting and emailing these people, and after a long time, you don't email them, and then you come back. Some of them will ask, who are you? They'll be like, who is this person? And they'll unsubscribe. So one of the mistakes we make is ghosting our list. And I think that one of the things I advise people is, when it comes to email marketing and nurturing your audience, you need to start with a cadence you can adapt to and then improve on it. You need to create a simple system that enables you to be consistent. So for example, in the Start and Grow Club, right, which is a membership, like I said, for people who want to start, grow, and monetize their email list, we have a pack of 12 email prompts. And what we do is that between the 18th and 24th of every month, we're going to work together, right, to write all our emails and schedule them. Because I'm providing them with a pack of 12 email prompts that they can use, right, and samples, it becomes easier to know what to write, which is like the biggest thing that stops people, business owners, from writing their emails in the first place. And so they write those emails, they schedule it, and they know that all their emails for the next month are taken care of. Now, even if you're not a member of the Start and Grow Club, you can easily, right, create a system for yourself. So you write 4 emails, you have a content planning day, an email writing day, you plan out your emails for the month, you write them and you schedule them. Or you say every Saturday night, I'll write my emails for the next week. But you want to schedule that time to make it easier for you to be consistent, right? You also want to keep like banks of inspiration. So for example, you see something that's an idea, you save it so that when it is you want to write, instead of looking for things to write from scratch, you have those ideas that inspire you. Let me tell you another easy one. You can turn questions that you get into email content. All you need to do is take the question, answer it, share the answer, and then how you can help them further solve that problem they're asking about, right? And so that's another way you can make it easy to write emails for yourself. So don't ghost your list. If you've ghosted your list, please come back. In short, in the show notes, I'm going to be giving you a pack of email prompts. And in that pack of email prompts, you also get a set of emails, comeback emails, if you've ghosted your list, to help you to be able to come back faster. I don't want you to ghost your list. Build that email community. Now, when it comes to converting, which is the C, the biggest mistake I have seen is that people don't sell. In short, I have clients who reach out to me, and when I ask them how they want to sound in their emails, it's like, I don't sound salesy. I understand that we don't sound salesy. I understand that a lot of people have had a lot of sales things thrown at them, and so maybe trust is low. And so once you start sounding salesy, it's like, But do you know that when you build your email community, when you show these people why they should trust you, when you give them the value they came for, they'll be looking for more help. For example, people come into my list, they haven't spent up to 30 days with me, but they've come into my list and I've solved that first problem for them, and they've seen that I can solve it. And they're like, okay, I also have this other problem. How can you help me solve it as well? And so if I give them something that is helping them solve that other problem, it's going to be something that they will consider buying because it's helping them solve their problem. And I've shown that I can help solve their problem. So you don't have to sound salesy if you don't want to, but you need to put your offers in front of your audience, because at the end of the day, it is email marketing, which means that you're going to be marketing something, you're going to be promoting something. You can choose how you want to promote it, but don't shy away from talking about your offers or from just hiding your offer somewhere without really telling people about it because you don't want to sound salesy. The money is in the list, like they told us, like I found out. However, you need to actually put those offers in front of them so they can actually see it and take action on it. So don't run away from selling your offers. Like I said, you don't have to sound salesy, so you don't have to maybe use all the hardcore words and all of those things. But you can simply start by talking about their problems, talking about their pains, and showing how you can make it better. After all, that's why people come to the hospital. They have this problem. They're coming because they want it to be made better. And you can just do that for them with your emails, right? So you're speaking to where it is that they are at currently, and then you're saying, this is how you can get to where it is that you want to be through the help of this thing. Right. So again, like I said, when it comes to selling, the approach can be different, and the angles you use, the way people perceive it, is what determines if they see it as salesy or not. I can put the same thing in two ways, and in one way, people feel like I'm just trying to get them to buy. In the other way, it's like, oh, this person really cares about me and they want to help me achieve my goals. Let me get this thing. Do you understand? So perspective matters, and that can help you not to sound salesy. Now, another mistake that I have seen people do, and this one is the one that a lot of people fall short. In short, I don't think they even remember it. And this is in the O, which is optimize. Now, when I talk about optimize, is how can I improve on what it is that I have currently? And the only way to know what it is you have currently is to check your email marketing data. People don't check the data. The highest thing you do is check your open rates and your click rates and you run away, right? But you actually need to check your email marketing data, because it's in checking the data that you can even know what to improve on. For example, when I take over a new client, one of the things I will do before I start managing your email list is what I call an email list audit. except you've never done email marketing before. And in that email list audit, what we are looking at is, what have you done in the past? Where are the places that you're doing great? Where are the places that can be improved on? What can we do to improve on what it is that you're doing? Are there any lapses? So each month, you take your email marketing data, you look at the campaigns that performed well, you look at the emails that did well, the ones that got people to click, the ones that people opened but they were not really clicking, the ones that got people to buy, if you can track that data. You also want to look at, how did people unsubscribe? What's the percentage? Did I have a lot of bounces, right? There are a lot of things you want to look at. Basically, you want to ensure that your email system is working well, and then you use that data to do two things. Look at where you can improve by re-engineering what has worked, right? And then what you need to do to ensure that your list health is kept properly, is kept in a good place. So that's like your deliverability, so you don't start ending in spam and all of those things. Okay, now for that first one that talks on what you can do to ensure that you improve, right? It's the data that will give you that information. So if I see these five campaigns, this one has 30, 40, 52, and then this one that has 30 now has a 3% click rate, and the one that has 52 has a 1% click rate. I'm going to go and look at the call to action in the email that had 30 something open rate. What was the call to action? What was the offer I made that made a lot of people click on this? Do you understand? Then I'm going to look at the one that has 52, and I'm like, how did I create this subject line? Or what was the subject line that made people to open? Sometimes I might even check, at what time of the day did I send it? Although for me, that is not a data that might be my top decision-making data, but it's something that I still check, right? So I go and look at it, I'm like, what did I say? Was there anything particular happening at that time? Then I go to this one, and I'm like, what offer did I give? Now, if I bring what's the framework of what I used and put it together, I can now create an email that is giving me a high click and a high open rate, which means that I'm improving my email marketing data. Then I look at the ones that made people buy. I'm like, what did I even do? Or how did I frame it? What kind of email was it? For example, I always give this thing. During our launch for our email marketing mentorship, that was last year, right? The class of 2025. The waitlist will open for the class of 2026 soon, and you'll see it in the show notes. Now, during the launch, one email that really stood out was from a member of my team writing an email to the list. And that email talked about her experience in creating emails for the launch and something like that. And for some reason, people really loved it, resonated with it, and they're like, that was the email that made me buy. I'm like, And so I took that information and stored it, because when we are sending out emails for this launch, we're definitely going to be doing that kind of email. Now, we were looking at the data for my email list, right? I gave a member of my team my email list data and said, do an audit and give me the report. And she said that emails that talked about Dr. Sapphire's stories outside email marketing, so shared what she's doing in the hospital, talked about her learning how to drive, all those things that were outside email marketing, had higher engagement than the ones that were just email marketing, right? Then emails where I was giving them something, so for example, download these, right, had a fair or okay open rate, and then had a high click rate because people are like, I want to download these things. So looking at the data can help me reverse engineer what it is I'm doing. Now, I've shared these mistakes with you because they are common mistakes that people make. You need to promote your email list so that your list will grow. Whether you're doing it manually or on autopilot, create a system around it, which means that, for example, for me, right, at a point in time, I said that, every week, every post that goes out on Monday is an invite to my email list. Do you understand? That's me creating a system to help me promote my email list regularly. Create a system about writing emails. You join a community that can give you support, like the Start and Grow Club. You can find the waitlist link in the show notes. Or you create a time schedule. So you're saying, every day at this time, or every this day, I'm going to do this. That way, you're creating a system to ensure that you get things done. Do you understand? Now, when it comes to your offers, I told you it's all about perspective. You don't have to sound salesy if you don't want to, but you can look at the perspective. And then another thing is you want to combine the data. So what have you done in the past? Even if it's with like your social media content that got people to make inquiries or got them to buy, take that perspective and bring it into how you're making your offer with your emails. Do you see that, right? These are some of the things you can do to ensure that you avoid the common email marketing mistakes that stop you from starting, growing, and monetizing your email list, especially those last two, because you can start and then the list does not grow and then you can't monetize it. When you avoid all these mistakes, you will start, the list will grow, and you'll be able to actually monetize your email list. If you have any questions, please use the comments, either Spotify, Apple, wherever you're watching or listening to this rather. Go ahead and use the comments and let me know your question so that I can address it in a future episode. Now, here are three ways I can help you. One, if you want to start, transition, or grow in email marketing and you want to get paid to offer email marketing as a service, go ahead and check the show notes for the email marketing briefcase, the A to Z roadmap to help you master email copywriting and marketing and offer it as a service. There's a coupon code that will give you a discount for getting the product that's hidden in the show notes as well. So go ahead, enjoy that discount and get the email marketing briefcase. It has expert sessions, teaches you every single thing I have talked about today and more. However, if you're a business owner and you want to start, grow, and monetize your email list, you can join the waitlist for the Start and Grow Club in the show notes, right? The Start and Grow Club is the club for business owners who want to start, grow, and monetize their email list. It's where we hang out, connect, and ensure that we are doing email marketing properly with guidance, support, accountability, and more. If peradventure you're really so busy and you don't want to get your hands dirty trying to figure out email marketing and setting it up for your business or managing your email list, you've gotten to a point where you need help for somebody to take it over for you or do the initial setup, then go ahead and use the link to book a one-on-one 30-minute strategy session where we see how I can help you and we'll have a really amazing discussion right there. Till next time, this is still Email Marketing Experiments, where we think it, we test it, and we share it. What that simply means is we try out new things and share the behind the scenes of what worked and what didn't with you. Stay tuned, follow, like, share, and invite one more person to check out the podcast. Bye.